Welcome to this special edition of BBC Caribbean Report on the Caribbean campaign for the 2002 Football World Cup. I'm Bertram Niles. During the next 15 minutes, we'll examine why the region won't be represented in Japan and Korea, and what is being done to better prepare Caribbean footballers to compete against the world's best.
A lot of the countries in a better position than they were 6-7 years ago, where each of them going to get over 4 years, $1 million US grant from the FIFA, which is there for development.
It seems a long time ago now when Caribbean nations began their campaign to add to the three previous occasions that countries from the region made it to the finals of the World Cup. But alas, the 2002 World Cup finals in Japan and Korea will go ahead without a Caribbean representative. Regional expectations were high after Jamaica made history in 1998 by becoming the first English-speaking West Indian nation to make it to the finals stage. Cuba and Haiti were the two countries to have done it before the Reggae Boys. Here's Ben Mead.
It was on March 3, 2000, when Cuba beat Cayman Islands 4-0 at home to send the World Cup qualifying of the Football Confederation, formerly CONCACAF, on the way. And the process wasn't completed until November 11, 2001, in the Estadio Guillermo Caniero Stadium in Mexico City, when Mexico clinched the final of three hemispheric places with a 3-0 victory over Honduras. Of the 19 Caribbean nations entered, Jamaica and Trinidad